Okay, we're going to go through a broad sugya tonight on an important question. Very important question. It's actually a fundamental question. The question is not only what to do and how to do, but what is actually Hanukkah about. That's how broad the question is tonight. Which Taka begins as we had it up there on the sign. That's really what the Maisa de Keshaila is. But like I said, it has broader implications for the Yom Tov of Hanukkah in general. But the question, again, as we put it, is there a chiyuv, is there a mitzvah to make parties for Hanukkah? Or not? Why not? Why not? That's an interesting question. Every Yom Tov, every Shabbos and Yom Tov that we know has a chiyuv to have Sudas on it, including Purim, which is another Yom Tov Rabbonim, chiyuv of Mishta v'Simcha. But the question is Hanukkah different? Does Hanukkah not have that chiyuv of Mishta v'Simcha? Maybe it was only given some other function. Now we do have the Lashon HaLal Nisan, where it says, "Kavu Shmoinis Amei Hanukkah Elul Lahoidu Shalahal L'Shem Chagoda." Maybe that's all. Maybe it's only Lahoidu Shalahal. Maybe there isn't any chiyuv of Mishta v'Simcha. So as usual, we'll start with the words of the Gemara, and we'll take it from there and see where it goes. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Omud Beis. This is where the Gemara is about Hanukkah. My Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? The Tanur Rabbono. This is a Braita that says as follows. The Chof Hei B'Kislev, on the 21st day of Kislev, Yoimei the Hanukkah Taman Yinun, begins the days of Hanukkah, which are 8. Now what's the halacha in those 8 days? The loy lemispeid bohain, not to make any hespeidim, eulogies in those days. And why is that? Shekishenichnesu yevonim lahechol timulka ashmanesu behechol. Here the Gemara commences the story, the famous story of Hanukkah. The Greeks came into the hechol and they defiled all of the oil in the hechol. Chol everyone knows that they only found one little flask of oil sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And after B'nais, with Likum, we managed from 8 a.m. A miracle happened, and they lit from it 8 days. Lashona Acheres Kivoum, the next year, they were Kiveyayet, which means they made this permanent. Ta'asom Yomim Tevim B'Halil V'Hoidol. They made it Yomim Tevim with Halil and Hoidol. We take the Gemara as it is. We don't see any mention of Mishnah V'Simcha. We do see a mention of Halil V'Hoidol. The simple reading of the Gemara leaves us with a conclusion, L'chayre, that Halal V'Hoidah were mentioned in the words of the Gemara, and there was no mention here of a Suda, of Mishta V'Simcha. If we stop after the Gemara, it would seem that there's no interest particularly in having parties or Sudas or anything else on Hanukkah. It's about Halal V'Hoidah, and that's it. How would you do that? Say Halal, sing by the Menorah. That's about it, it would seem. Well, let's go to a different Gemara. The Gemara in Tanis, the Mishnah, first on Tanis. Test Vov on the base. Wait a minute. Ein goizin Tanis ala tzibur b'roshi chodoshim mechaniko u'b'purim. We cannot decree a fast on the tzibur v'shchidesh chaniko u'b'purim. We stay there. In the Mishnah says, v'im ischilu, ein mafsikim, v'bi Rabbi Gamliel. If they started, they don't stop. That's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. But still, despite the Mishnah says, despite the fact that Rabbi Gamliel says on ischilu, ein mafsikim, moido hoya she'ein mashlimen. He was moido though that they're not mashlim. What does that mean? Rashi says that they don't finish off the fast full day. The fourth night, they break their fast. As they state in the Mishnah, comes the Gemara. The Gemara is the end of the Perek. Yitzchak Samad Beis and says, "That's how the Gemara is opinion." Avol Chachomim Oimrim Nisane Umashlim. You fast in such a case, and you do finish it off till the end of the day. You don't break your fast during the day. And Halacha the Gemara says, "This Halacha Nisane Umashlim." So Rashi, Nisane Umashlim Ad Chashencha. You fast Chanukah, Mishchoidish, and Purim until nightfall. That's the Pashta. Come to me. Teishvus, there, says as follows. Halacha, v'sanu, mashlu, v'teishvus. That's only going on in Shchaita Shesach. The fact that you already started the fast, and if you finish it all, Shchaitish. The Iyah Chanukah, V'apurim Eini Ochel Asadish, you can't fast on Chanukah and Purim. So now we're focusing on Chanukah. You can't fast on Chanukah. The Yoy Mishka V'Simchot Siv. It says the day of Mishka V'Simchot. Yes. So Tosfos here, unlike what it seems like from the Gemara, Tosfos here says, Chanukah is a Yoy Mishka V'Simchot, there's no way that you can fast on Chanukah. So if it says that if you started, you keep it going until the night, it can't be going on Hanukkah. Mishta v'simcha. Okay? That's a Tosfos. Again, not like the simple reading of the Gemara. Now, I want to go to another issue here. Important issue. Tosfos is a very important issue. Tosfos is the background to a lot of Psak Halacha, but you have the Rambam, who goes straight to Psak and is one of the Amudei HaPsak, Yodua. Rambam in Hilchos Hanukkah, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, says as follows. As he reads off the Hanukkah story, and when Pnei Zeh, he says, because of the above, Heskinu Chachomen Sheba'isei Hador, Chachomen of that generation, Eretz Akona. She Yishmein Asayom Ma'elu, Pnei Simcho V'Halil. Days of Simcho and days of Halil. Now again, there's an extra word here in the Rambam, which we did not see in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Halil V'Ido. The Rambam adds the word Simcha. It was not in there. The Yomim Eilu Heir and Akron Chanukah, the Hinasunim Behesped Vatainis, Kimei HaPurim. It's also in Hesped Vatainis, just like Purim. Okay? He's making a comparison to Purim. He says it's Kimei Simcha. It's also Behesped Vatainis, just like Purim. What's being said over here? So, I'm not the first one who noticed that extra word in the Rambam. Far from it. A long time ago. Old sefer from several hundred years ago, and it's called Ma'aser Rikeach. Ma'aser Rikeach is a sefer on the Rambam, and he's a direct from the Rambam, and he says, since the Rambam calls it Yemei Simcha, Mashma dehasudoi fe'elu hayomim einom rishus elom mitzvah. The sudas, which are customary on Hanukkah, are not sudas of rishus, rather these are sudas mitzvah. Okay. And why is that, he says? Why, he says, am I drawing this conclusion that it must be Sudas Mitzvah on Hanukkah? What does it say here? All it says is, it's Yemei Simcha. Who says that Yemei Simcha translates into Sudas? So he says, Akaimelei ain't Simcha, ela v'bosa. Simcha is v'bosa. So, now meanwhile you know that you have to eat steak. But how do you know it has to be in a Sudas? So he says, Hainu derech Sudas. When it says ain't Simcha, ela v'bosa, always, it means, Ein simcha l'babosa derech suda. It doesn't mean just to eat a piece of meat on the side somewhere. Right? It means to eat meat as part of the suda. And therefore, since these are Yemei Simcha, as the Rambam says, so therefore Yemei Simcha means there needs to be meat eaten, and the meat needs to be eaten as part of the suda, and this is what he derives from the Rambam's fact that Hanukkah is Yemei Simcha. That's the only way to make it Yemei Simcha. So we have Tosfos. We have the Rambam. We have the Kolboy. The Kolboy, beginning of Dine Hanukkah, the Kolboy says, "Yeskinu yimei mishta v'simcha." We're going to see much later. We'll see more from the Kolboy. But for now, he says it's yimei mishta v'simcha, which again is the familiar terminology that comes from Purim, which is mechayiv asuda. Right? We know that one of the mitzvahs hayom of Purim is sudas Purim. Right? Besides Shalchmonos, they spend 10 hours on. There's a mitzvah to actually have a sudas Purim. And therefore we have here three Rishonim who describe Hanukkah as Yemei Simcha. Now, okay, that definitely gives us, enlightens us, and it gives us some clarity somehow that the Rishonim are finding a chiyuv to have Simcha, Mishnah Simcha on Hanukkah. It still leaves us with a tremendous simple question, which is, where did this come from? Where did this come from? Again, we read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Halil V'Ido. It doesn't say a word in the Gemara about Simcha or Mishta or anything else. I'm not seeing that anyone has a different girsa in that Braisa, which the Gemara brings. It seems that the Braisa says what it says. And yet somehow the Rishonim seem to take as a dover poshut, because they don't seem to even feel the need, so far the Yishayim that we saw, to bring a source to what they're saying or any explanation. They just say that it's a main mission of Simcha.
Maybe I don't just sort of say that.
Not this one. No, but it doesn't seem like that's the pasuk. Okay? Okay, so these are a few Yishayim. We'll soon see that there are more Yishayim. But in order to start getting some clarity on what's going on or where is any of this coming from, I want to look at one of our Kadmonim, one of the early Achronim, and this is the Marashal. Marashal in Yamshel Shloima. And he writes as follows. Oysom sudois she'oysim bimei Chanukah. The sudois that we make on the days of Chanukah. And again, you may have noticed it's not the first time that somebody describes it that way. The sudois that we make on the days of Chanukah. Nereh she'en sudois mitzvah. Marashal says, these are sudois mitzvah. Okay, so far, he's saying like Yishayim. And he says, Kidivrei HaRamba, Shehen Yimei Simcha Mahalo. It says that in the Rambam, he says, the Rambam says Yimei Simcha. So that's where it says that they're Sudas. Now, we have a problem from the Gemara. He has no problem with the Gemara. Fakaz, he says. The Rambam, of course, he says, because it's like it says in the Gemara. With Talmud HaMashma, the Nisklan, Nami L'mishtav HaSimcha. That's the Mashma of the Gemara, he says, that it's Mishtav HaSimcha. Now that's the palate for a second. But he says, I'll show you how. Midamrino on Lishona Acheres Kovu Vasom Yomim Toivim Bahalol Voido. Midaoma Yomtiv Veloika Oma Kovu Shmoinas Yomim Lahalol Voido. Which you could have said, if you only wanted to tell us Halol Voido, what was the need for those words the Yomim Toivim? Shmamina the Yomtiv Name Kipshutei Hu. He says, you see, that's the Yomtiv Kipshutei. Lemishtiv Esimcha. Which means, the plain meaning, he says, of the word Yom Tovim is that it means that it's Mishtav Simcha. Now what that means, what does that mean? It means that Yom Tovim, often the word Yom Tov, Gemara Legabe Purim, says that Yom Tov actually means Issam Alochem and Adin. If Issam Alochem and Adin, that's called the Yom Tov. However, by Chanukah we know clearly that there is no Issam Alochem on Chanukah, and Rashi is Madgish that when he explains Yom Tovim, the word Yom Tovim of Chanukah, he says, Loisha Asirim Memalacha. It does not mean that. He says, what does it mean? What does it mean? He says, it means Kipshutai. Mishtav Simcha. What's Kipshutai? Pshutai, he says, Mishtav Simcha. Now, I said right at the beginning, there's something to that. There's no such thing but that as far as the Yom Tov that doesn't include Mishtav Simcha. Right? The Yom Tov always includes Mishtav Simcha. And therefore you say, I saw him Yom Tovim.
Because there were kabbalas.
Yeah.
There's no kabbalas like Chanukah.
1 second. Where does that assumption come from?
Yom Tov, the
slash to me by Yom Tov. The meat over there is from Bosa Shlomo. What comes out? Rambam says Simcha means meat. Why and how? That's for this. But he's saying, it comes from the word Yom Tov. What does the word Yom Tov mean? That's an extra word. What does it refer to? It must mean... Again, like I said, the first thought would be, it doesn't mean that. So it must mean that it's a happy day. It's not a happy day. And what's a happy day? A happy day is a day with fleshing and sugars. What else does it mean, he said? It's some extra words to make it sound fancier. Interestingly, the Chassam Sofer is a goyis of Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, not in Hilchos Chanukah, and in his Tshuvos also, he writes that a yomtiv, geder yomtiv, only applies remokim diyesh mitzvah sudah. So there's precedent for that among the Achronim that Yom Tov refers to a Suda. Now the Marshal is before the Chassam Sofer. He doesn't need the Chassam Sofer as a Rai. The Chassam Sofer would generally bring the Marshal as a Rai. But again, this is something, this is not the only place where this shows up, that the word Yom Tov must mean a Chi of Suda. So this is the Marshal in Yom Tov Shloima. Now the Marshal has his Tshuvas also, and in the Tshuvas of the Marshal he writes as follows. Mitzvah l'smoyach b'chanukah. Umishum hochi kero yomtes. Vehen yemei simcha. Vehen posach rambam v'amordechai oloch. In other words, we see l'shitosei the Marshal in these two places in Yamsha Shleiman and his Tshuvas. He says Chanukah are yemei simcha. And yemei simcha, he says, is derived from the word Umishum hochi kero yomtes. That's why it's called a yomtes. It's yemei simcha. And he says that his source is the Rambam. So again, having seen whatever we've seen, No surprises there anymore. Clearly, that's the pshat. So, up until this point, what have we seen? We saw the pasuk of the Gemara L'chayra, just from a simple reading, looked like it was only halav v'ido, and there was no yomtiv involved or any kind of simcha, mishtav v'simcha. Then we saw the Rambam, Tosis, and the Kolbei, who say, it's yimei mishtav v'simcha. Hello, where does that come from? Marshal, he says it comes from the words, kvo'um v'ason yomim teifa. Okay. So now we have Yom and Tevin, that's one thing, that's Mishtav HaSimcha. B'halo Voido, addition, very good. So we have two different things going on. That's Sri Yishonim. What else is going on? And what else is going on in the Paiskim? So there's a Bach. Bach is in Tofresh Ayin. L'inyan Halocha, he says. L'inyan Halocha, Nirela Nius Daiti. This is the Halocha, in my opinion, says the Bach. Minig Zeh. Shemarbim b'sudah. This minute that we're marbim b'sudah again, the third time that I'm pointing out, and it seems like there's no doubt about what was actually going on. It's only a matter of what and why was going on. Minig zeh shemarbim b'sudah k'vanogu by gedolei ador akadmonim. The gedolei ador of the previous generations already had this minig. Marshal kosav that the Rambam is mashmer t'mei simcha. Achen kosav Mordechai Oruch. He's quoting the Marshal, and then he says. V'zel Shem Arash from Austria. This is one of the old Sifrei Menhagim. Menhagim Arash of Austria. V'chanaki Yesh Linnig Simcho Mishte. Again, time of the Rishonim. V'chei Mukach Tzav B'Rambam. He also says, that's what I saw in the Rambam. In other words, the word Simcha, everyone jumps on it. As soon as they saw the Rambam add that one word, they didn't say, well, okay, Mabos Mish. No, they all jumped on it and read into it a halacha that had not previously been apparent. Others, he say, bring a raya from a Mordechai who brings some Rabbeinu Yoel, that's Rav Yo, who says that in benching, this is his tzak, Rav Yo's tzak, it's in benching. If you forgot to say Alan Nisim, you have to go back to bench again. Why is that, he says? Never bench again when you miss Alas Koro, unless the suda that you were eating, that benching was on, was a chiyuv. It's not a suda smith, no chiyuv to eat that suda, you don't go back. Right? Shema Amino, he says, is different than other days. Loi stagi b'loi pas. You must have a suda. That can be the only reason, he says, why Rav Yo would have such a pshat to repeat the Alan Nisim. It must be the death of pshat. Okay? So what do we have over here? So we have, again, according to what we're seeing over here, so far, what's the makor to all this? We find a bunch of Rishonim who seem to find the Chi of Suda, and the makor of it, so far, makor of Tosfos, of the Rambam, and all these others, is from the Braisa's words of Yomim Tovim. Kavon Yomim Tovim, Asom Yomim Tovim, Halol Vayedah. And this is what tells us that there needs to be Suda.
And that's according to those poskim, then you would have to repeat Alan Nisim?
As it? That's the right half of the Rav Yo. Decide why we don't pack them. The reason we wouldn't do it is only because, as we'll see, this is not the only opinion, and it creates suffix brachas.
But any chiyuv suda means chiyuv suda will pass, or does it have to be aliyayin? It doesn't have to be that you have to bench.
So far there wasn't any mention of the ayin. There was a mention of pass, and there was a mention of bosan. Right? Maestro Keach on the Rambam says that it's Basra. He says, how else do you have a Suda? His way of learning out a Suda, he says, is because it says Simcha. And Simcha is the Basra, so it's Basra as part of a Suda. That's the way it goes. Or whenever it says, Ain Simcha lo Basra, it's Basra derech Suda, he says. Not stand a piece of meat out there, that's the Basra derech Suda. So we have Pas is the Chpash, although it's not called the Suda, there's no Suda called Pas. Basra is what the Maestro Keach found. You need a flesh sugar Suda. Okay. So again, like I said, so far we have one source for this halacha, but there are other sources as we're about to see. There's a Meshech Chochma. He says this on his own. We're going to soon see that there were others before him who came from the same thought. But the Meshech Chochma is a Meir Simcha, of course. And in Parshas Baal Loischa, he says that when it says of Yom Simchaschem, it's talking about Chatzitzes there. When to blow Chatzitzes. Yom Simchaschem, Amamaya Deichem, Amadoshi Chatzitzem, Uskatem Chatzitzes. He says, what's the taich of Yom Simchaschem? The taich is, he says, the eighth Chanukah Tamizbeach. At the time of Chanukah Zamas Beach, that's a special yomtiv, and you have to blow chafetzos when you make a Chanukah Zamas Beach. V'lochein v'chanukah. The whole yom yiluim b'yimei achashmirinoyim, shebonu mizbeach chodosh, they built a new mizbeach, therefore, kosav harambam, the whole yimei simcha, or kevorum v'simcha. The reason why Chanukah became yimei simcha, yimei simcha, is because Chanukah Zamas Beach. And Chanukah Zamas Beach is called Yom Simchatchem. And now you wonder, he says, why the Rambam says it's Yom Simcha? It's Yom Simcha because Chanukah Zamas Beach. Now this of course raises the question, where was this all up until his days? Yeah? Where was this all? But it doesn't say this. Again, the Shteytish doesn't say anything about Chanukah Zamas Beach. Right? Nor does it say Yom Simcha. So it sounds good. Why isn't it anywhere? So we're soon going to see that the others. But there's a rosh for some Meir Kotlin, the third parak of Meir Kotlin, that says, if you read it's Geyes. Hayav Reb Yitzchok ben Geyes, the one of the Rishonim, Kotav. Onu noyagim imoy zekeinim hori Rishonim. Shaloi loim atzidu kadin b'chanukah v'porim. You don't say tzidu kadin, chanukah and porim. And why he says, Rishchoydesh v'chanukah shechal b'shabes, Halolu Yemei Simcha Ninhu. These are Yemei Simcha. The Ksiv of Yom Simchatchem, of Moyadeichem, of Rosh Hashanah. So here we see again. This is Maritz Geyus on the early Rishonim, who says, you have Yom Simchatchem, the first of Hanukkah. Ubechol Echot Mehem, Oymer Halev. Each of these days they say Halev. And what do you say in Halev? Zeh HaYom Asa Hashem, Nogilo V'nisvu Chavoy. So you don't say that fast because Yom Hashem Gidol Chobay unless it's a Yom Simcha, and therefore he says Chanukah is a Yom Simcha. And what's the Yom Simcha? He also brought that source Yom Simchatchem, the first of Chanukah. The Eben Ezra in Parshas Baal Loischa, the Eben Ezra says also these words Yom Simchatchem. Look, the Eben Ezra. What does Yom Simchatchem mean? You mean, Sheshavtem Eretz Oyev? You came back from enemy territory. Or Nitzachtem Oyev Alo Aleichem? Or you beat your enemy who came to attack you? Or Kvatem Yoim Simcha Ki Mei Purim V'Yimei Chanukah? That's Yoim Simcha, he says. That's Yoim Simchatchem. Chanukah Purim is called Yoim Simchatchem. Again, all the Yishayim seem to agree that when something is given a Hagdorah of a Yom Simcha, that refers to the fact that you have to have real Sudas. Well, this is the Eben Ezra. I want to say a fascinating thing here. That's Eben Ezra Befeirish in his Pirshon Chumash. I don't know who over here knows this special Zemer. I wonder if anyone here is aware of this. The special Zemer, old Zemer that was written for Shabbos Chanukah. And it's called Ichlu Mashmanim. Anyone here aware of that? Who knows about it? Ichlu Mashmanim. It's written with Rosh Hashanah at the top of the Avraham. And it's Miyuchas to Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra supposedly is the one who wrote this Zemer, especially for Shabbos Chanukah for saying. It's out there, you can find it whoever wants. And it seems that in a lot of Chassidus and Mekomos, they have a special nigun for this piyut of the Eben Ezra, which he wrote. And they sang the same nigun as things in Vision and Chernobyl, things from Talmidei Halacha Seven, they had a nigun on these words. If you read that Zemer there, which again, officially, Eben Ezra was the one who wrote it, what's mentioned there is Shabbos Chanukah. It says you have to make special fancy food for Shabbos Chanukah, more than you do on any other Shabbos. The Mashmoz, though, is, and again, if Chanukah has nothing to do with foods, if Chanukah has nothing to do with Sudas, then Chanukah should not affect your Shabbos Chanukah either. Right? Why should you be Oichel Mashmanim? And he says, basically what it says in that Zemer is, basically sell your clothes off your back and get and make it over fancy Sudas for Shabbos Chanukah. But what's more? Again, if Chanukah is a Goyim of Simcha, Mishtav Simcha, so it's Goyim of Mishtav Simcha as an addition to your regular Shabbos. But if Chanukah is not a Goyim of Mishtav Simcha altogether, So why would you add something to your Shabbos to Kasuda? Shabbos to Kasuda, this was a Shabbos. What does that have to do with Hanukkah? Right? And the truth is that the Zemari Bruno, who was one of the Kedoni Achreinim, who writes, don't say it. Don't say that there are Mishlum HaShmachash. If he doesn't agree with the halacha, that's in it. But you see that he also understood that, again, assuming that the Ebenezer wrote this, that what it says in this is that there's a Chiyuv Suda on Hanukkah. And because he didn't want to agree with that, he said, don't say that there are Hanukkah. I don't agree with what it says. Right? But again, it's perfect with the Ebenezer himself, Allah Ta'ala, who writes, the Yom Shemchaskam refers to Hanukkah. And once you understand that, you see exactly why he wrote a special Zemar of Ichlum Hashmanah for that time. And in fact, the Ben Ishchai, in his Hilchas Chanukah, writes also that Shabbos Chanukah, one should add to the Suda more than any other Shabbos. And the Mashmois again would be the same thing. He's following the Seven Ezra, and he understands that Chanukah is a Chi of Suda. And therefore, there's reason, Al Pi Halacha, to add to the Suda of Shabbos Chanukah, because there's reason, Mechal, to add to the Suda, to make Suda of Chanukah altogether. Suda Smitzah. Now I do want to say, maybe a little bit parenthetically, but it's interesting you say this, there is a different mahalach in understanding that rabbi when he says that it's Yemei Simcha. Like I said, a lot of kadmonim understand that Yemei Simcha must mean Sudas, if not Shleishah Sudas, but there is another way to understand what that is, and that's in other achrayim. Rogachov and his Tofnas Paneach on Masech HaSeifrim, there it says that Hallel has to be said b'ne'ima. Hallel should be said b'ne'ima. So he said with a sweet melody. Zokt the Tofnas Paneach, that that's why the Rambam writes that Chanukah is a Yom Simcha, so that we should understand that the Hallel that's said on Chanukah is being said because of the Nes, and it needs to be said the Simcha. And therefore, there's that dogish of the emotional simcha mitzad the hallel. Yeah? And he says, that's what the Rambam is saying. When he says, Chanukah is Yemei Simcha, he's talking about how the hallel should be said. And it actually stems very well with Rashi on that subject. Whether that's the Chan the Rambam or not, obviously the big daily Afrenim who held that it's not Chan the Rambam. But Rashi seems very much to be saying that because he says, Shalai nikvu ayomim toivim elo likri talu. So it seems like that the Yom Tov Shaboy is for the Hallel. Whether that's the Chat Miramim or not, open question. But the Rogachov learns that that's the Chat Miramim. And the Rashi definitely says that Chat. There's also another interesting place that a similar voice is said. There's one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, you know, 50 years ago, he wrote a sefer Maasei Chiyo, the Chiyo Turchin. He's a Talmud Muvik of the Briskerov, and he brings the shame of the Briskerov. The Yemei Simcha means, what does Yemei Simcha mean? Asurim behest for the retainers. That's all it means. Yemei Simcha means Asurim behest for the retainers. Yemei Simcha means that you cannot make any afraid or fast on Chanukah. That's all it means. That's what Yemei Simcha means. It's Yom Tovra or Yom Tainus. There's the Issa Hest for the retainers. Nish Mer Vidal. And then he says, that's the pshat. And what, this is the Bala Kuntras himself, right? This is not, you didn't hear from the story. That when the Rambam says, Simcha V'Hallel, it means that in order to say Hallel, you need to have that the day should be a Yom Simcha, because in order to say Hallel, you need, that's the kind of day you need to say Hallel. You need a Yom Simcha in order to say Hallel, and they made it by Kono of Yom Simcha because of the halacha of saying Hallel. Again, this fits perfectly with Rashi, let's have Shat Rama Monat, under the Shaila. But you see a couple of Achareinim here who spell through this Yom Simcha that the Rambam says, not the Suda, but the Hallel. Be that as it may, as we saw, the Bach and the Maharshal, who were hundreds of years ago the biggest place that we had, the Bach, the Maharshal, the Maitri Rekeach, again one of the Gedolei Achareinim, clearly say that the Rambam is talking about the Chiyuv Suda. And again, it's not only the Rambam, as we saw, the Ibn Ezra, we saw Tosfos, we saw the Kolboy, Marash Esreich, a whole list of Yishonim, that this is their approach to the way that this works. We saw, of course, Marius Gaius, and therefore it's definitely not a big shiddush to say that that's what the Rambam is referring to when he says Yemei Simcha, and that L'chayr should be the pastures, despite the fact that, again, I didn't want to full. I want to give a full disclosure here that there are others who learn other Pshat and Rambam, but as they state, in these big daily afrim, this is the way they learn Pshat and Rambam. And Da'ake Moshe, author Ramon, and his glosses on the Torah, he writes, he brings Rabbi Avraham but Rabbi Avigdor Prague. He calls him Maharah Prague. Not Maharal Prague, but Maharami Prague. Avraham but Rabbi Avigdor Prague, who was from the earliest Acharonim, who says as follows, Al Mordechai Ha'oruch Kosav, Al Magilas Tainis Omru Shakovu Yomtev, Nishum Chanukas HaMizbeach. Here we have, straight back to the Nesha Chochma, who he doesn't bring this, seems to have been even on it on his own. V'chein Kosav Or Zerua, V'chein Mashu Medish Rabba Reish Vassus Ba'aloyzko, he says. This is the Mashmoyah, somebody says, that it is a Yomtiv on Hanukkah, Mishum Hanukkah, Tamizbeach. And he adds, Mishum Zeh Kovu Mishte V'Simcha. Here, he's going to give us a tremendous favor. Because up until this point, like I asked, I said, Meshach Hochma is beautiful. Where is it in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara tell us any of this? So he says, there's two separate things going on Hanukkah. Number one, Mishte V'Simcha. And Mishnah Mesimcha is because of Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. And that doesn't belong in this Gemara, he says. This Gemara is not talking about Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. This Gemara is talking about the Nes Chanukah. The Nes Chanukah is a Goyim Taka of nothing more than Halal Vaidor. As the Gemara says, when the Gemara speaks about the Nes, very good, Halal Vaidor. Where's the thing about Mishnah Mesimcha? It has nothing to do with this. There's not a discussion here. He says, Mishnah Mesimcha is because of Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. That's an additional thing that happens to come out at the same time. So again, when we discuss the Nes Chanukah, we speak of Halal V'Ador. When we discuss Chanukah Zam Mizbeach, which is a historic fact that goes way back, everybody knows, or at least many people know, that Rashi says that the Mishkan and the Midbar should have been put up in Kislev because it was ready, and they pushed it off until Nisan, and the Rebbe said, I'll pay you back with Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. So the Chanami, Chanukah Zam Mizbeach happened at that time. And it was the Chanukah Zam Mizbeach that was a payback the way back to the time of the Midbar. Okay? There you go. But that's two separate issues here. We have Halal V'Ador, which comes from our famous, familiar Hanukkah. And separately, for a different reason, there's also a Chiyah Mishnah Mesimcha, which doesn't belong in that Gemara, but tells we in Chazal, the Medrash. Tazoy Zok, the Ma'arah, Mitzrayim. And that's mamish like that Nesha Chochma. That's mamish like that Nesha Chochma. It's mamish beautiful. We have that source. And Fiyasek Tzedak Yemesh on that, he says, Ve'em Shesho Lezeh Noyag U'Mimish Tzedasimcha. Again, maybe that's the reason why we do make Mimish Tzedasimcha on Chanukah. Again and again. No matter who's saying what, we find, that's what the Oilin does off the cloth. Yeah? And from the earliest times, like it says, G'doy Le'adoy Yomim Kadmoinim, it says. This was not what they did. Efshishol, Zem Noag, Mishnah V'Simcha. Now, that's the Tzak Halacha of the Lavush, of the Bach, of the Tav, Halacha L'mais.
Why doesn't Chanukah Sotah deserve Mishnah V'Simcha?
Okay, well then, because the Sheetah says the whole attack doesn't at all. So, we'll have to see why that is. But I do want to point out another interesting point. So, we mentioned the Ma'is of Yekeach, who says that if there's a chiyuv of Mishnah V'Simcha on Chanukah, if there's a chiyuv of Simcha, yeah? And the chiyuv of Suda, he says, Fakir, the way the Ma'aseh Rekech approaches it is, that the Suda is a vehicle for the meat. Right? But it's fleishiks. You have to have fleishiks on Chanukah. Whoever heard of that? Nobody. Who heard of having milchiks on Chanukah? Everybody. Right? Meiridik. Of the last kumtais, the Ramo is the one who brings the ram and the kolboy. Do we remember the kolboy? The Kolboy, the one who said that the Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha on Chanukah, he is also one of the sources brought into the Amor to eat cheese on Chanukah. You hear that? Come to close the Gerald in his Tshuvas and Divrei Yatziv, and he says, obviously, when it says to eat cheese, it's besides the Chiyuv of Mishnah V'Simcha B'Basar, you should also make sure to eat some cheese on Chanukah, L'Zeicher and Nes of Yehudis. Right? So now, why do you have to eat meat? It's either because of the Nes HaNeiris, or, like we saw, maybe it's because of the Chanukah Zam Mizbeach. But is it also a medic to eat cheese? Well, they can ask you this. Very good. But this can feed it, Dr. the Kloisenberger. And he brings, look at the Kolbo, he says, no, I'm not the capsule show Gavino. He shall make a certain dish out of cheese. He says, the Mashmoya says, that besides the Sudas, he shall also have cheese. Okay, don't say he shall make Sudas show Gavino. He shall make a capsule show Gavino. Very good. He doesn't even bring that the Kolbo himself was the one who, like I said, says that his Chiv of Mishtav Selma, and he's the one who says to have the cheese. So again, it's even more mistaber what he's saying, that these two things are no stira. There's no contradiction between the two. We do both. The Fleisha Gesudas, and you should eat some Melchix. As it comes to us, according to this day. Ad Kam Shita Aleph. All of what we did until now is one Shita. And again, this is the Shita, let's call it now the Shita of Tafesis Oram. And all the others, obviously, who we saw until now, including, of course, the Kolbe Ibn Ezra. But these are another Shita, and it's a famous Shita, and it's the record of it is in the Sefer Menhagim of Ma'arat Tirna, which is Isaac from Tirna. Again, this is a very old Sefer Menhagim, written at the time of the Yishan, and this is a Minhag Chanukah. He writes this up. The Kol Sudeis Chanukah, Sudeis Rishus said. Sudeis of Chanukah, Sudeis Rishus. Now that's nothing like what we saw until now. Well, let's listen to him. Then we call who Elohei the Sulahalo, the Loimah Mishnah. Yes? That's what it says in this Sefer Menhagim. But these Hagoyis Menhagim. Hagoyis Menhagim are old Hagoyis that were written in the same generation or the next one, still in the time of Yishayim, old Hagoyis, which are written on the Sefer. And he, in the Hagoyis over there, writes as follows. Sudeis Chanukah Rishus, ulekach noagu loimar mizmoirim, ulaharbois boi tushbochois, kidei sheyehei kesudas mitzvah. Yeah. That means, in and of itself, the Sudeis Rishus. But that's why, he says, we have a minig to make sure Loimam is Moirim, Laharis Tishbachis, in order to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. What's an Egeya? He says, to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah, interestingly enough. Now, what do you mean, what's an Egeya? It's a Sudas Mitzvah. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. He says, no. Oz Mutul Tams Chachim Lahonis Meir. I mean, the Chachomim, who only eat in public at a Sudas Mitzvah, they can have an off on such a Suda. Let's say he's only going to eat by Sudas Mitzvah. This is a Sudas Mitzvah. As long as you say Shmiras Tishbachis, he says. And there are more. In the Akim Moshe and in the Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he brings this Hagoyis Menhagim, and he ends off with the words, Kain Heshiv Moiharam. This is the answer of the Moiharam, which would seem to be Moiharam and Ruchenberg, but that will have to be. He brings it down. Kain Heshiv Moiharam is not in the Menhagim or the Hagoyis Menhagim, that's his own words. Okay? We'll see. Again, the Beis Yosef will bring the Maram differently. I'll talk about it. What did we find here? This is a very interesting Shita. Many of us have heard of this Shita already. Again, like I said, it's brought in the Ramah. It is not some obscure thing. And he says, you should say Zmir is Bishbazes, and that turns him into Sidus Mitzvah. Okay? And who you say? You say Shita is Bishbazes, it makes him to Sidus Mitzvah. And this is the fact of the Ramah. And it's the fact, by the way, of the Oruch HaShulchan later. This is what the way he brings it down. It's a tremendous chiddush, though, Rabbi Yisai, and it's Torah Chumovim. And I don't know, it could be a lot of people in here have thought about this, maybe others have not thought about this, but it's a shtickle pella. Let's take this apart logically for a second. One second. In other words, what are you saying? Sudas Chanukah is not a Sudas Mitzvah. Which means, there's no mitzvah to have a Sudah. But if you have a Sudah and you think, while you're having the Sudah, so you turn the Sudah into a Sudas Mitzvah, how does that work exactly? How does that happen? In other words, if it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, why does it turn into a Sudas Mitzvah if you sing that? Right? This is the question. The way I would understand it is that Al-Khir he's saying as follows. If the Sudah turns into a Chetimtz, into a means, into a vehicle, for Halal Voidah, which means, Halal Voidah, the Kula Alma, is a Chiyav HaChanukah. That's clear. Those are the words of the Gemara. Right? No chiddush about that. If you can take a suda and turn it into a vehicle and a means to halal voido, that itself makes the suda into a suda mitzvah through that itself. Now this would be very beautiful in the Lashon and the Braisa. Asorim yomim tovim behalal voido. They turned it into yomim tovim with halal voido, which means if it's halal voido, that could turn it into yomim tovim. That fits very beautifully. Again, the suda in and of itself, not a chiyuv and not a mitzvah. But if there's halal voido in the suda, and that halal voido is a product of the suda, it's facilitated by the suda. So you have a suda here that's facilitating halal voido. That's what turns the suda into a suda's mitzvah. I want to, if we can understand this, I want us to look at another one of the Gedolei Achreinim, who's going to make so much more sense now. We haven't seen him yet, and we haven't seen what the problem is. We'll see. First I'll tell you what he says and what the problem is, but if we're right with this Mahalach, we'll see that he is going to suddenly become very clear. This is the Chavis Yair. Chavis Yair in his Truvis says as follows. He says, if you say Divrei Torah upilpul, Divrei Torah upilpul halacha, Divrei Torah upilpul halacha, if you say Divrei Torah upilpul halacha, at a Suda, it also becomes a Suda Smut. Very doctor. But, he says, it depends how the Divrei Halacha, Divrei Torah and Pilpul Halacha are said. Why? So he says as follows. He says, the Pilpul of the Talmidei Chachomim by the Suda, he says, that's never going to make the Suda into a Suda Smut. Yes. That's the Chiddush. This could be turned into a riddle. What is it that Torah of Talmidei Chachomim cannot do what Torah of other people can do? So listen to this carefully. He says, the pilpul of Talmid HaChacham by the Suda can never make him the Suda Smitzer. Vatam, why he says? He says, the Suda is not the cause to those Divrei Torah. Without the Suda, Talmid HaChacham learned also. So it didn't do anything. Right? There's no accomplishment of the Suda itself. The Suda is not a means or a vehicle to anything. Right? Gam Zulat HaSuda Talmid HaChacham learned it. And so when they get together, whenever they get together, wherever they get together, they're busy learning. Aval hadrusha basuda, he says, when there's a speech, there's drush going on by the suda, we're talking divrei agado, it's not pilpul halacha, tamei chachamim. That definitely turns into suda, he says. Ki kol ha-mesubim, hein tamei chachamim, oy ha-moinim, ha-shivim l'kai ha-dairish. That's the only that everyone's listening to. And that would not have happened without the suda. That the Hamoinim, like he says, the regular people, right? The common folk, like the lay people, yeah? They wouldn't be having these Shemuzerayim Torah if there wasn't this Suda going on. And therefore, Loi Nikra Suda Smitzvah, Elik Shasifah, it's the Oda Bishvil HaMitzvah. When that gathering is for that Mitzvah, Hadrush Bo Machmas HaSuda, the Drush is here because of the Suda, and the people who are B'nei HaSuda are listening to the Drush, because of the Suda. Kupta Hoy, that this Suda, again, like I said, has a tachlis, it's a means to an end. And if it's a means to an end, that turns the Suda itself into Suda Smitzvah. Now, in other words, what are we understanding here now? So we're understanding that a Suda Smitzvah, the definition of a Suda Smitzvah in this sense, is such a Suda that causes the Great Torah. Also, that's Kavaldi, with that pshat that we had in what it says in the Hagoyis Minhagim, which is a suda that causes halal voido, much in the same way as a suda that causes divrei Torah, because both of these things are chiyuvim. If without the suda you wouldn't have that same halal voido, that's a suda smitzvah. Kol, Abayisa. In other words, the suda is turned into a suda smitzvah by what it's facilitated. Let's pay attention to these two different kinds of Suda Smitzvah. What is said in Hagoyis Minhagim? Perfect. That's really Chanukadik. Right? Halal voido is a Chanukadik of Suda. But when the Suda Chanukah, again, causes halal voido, that's not only a Suda Smitzvah. It's a Chanukadik of Suda Smitzvah. But when it causes Divrei Torah, okay, a Suda Smitzvah, a Suda Smitzvah of Tuesday. To the mitzvah of Iyur. Well, Chayyah has nothing to do with Chanukah, per se. Right? any time that one makes a suda which will cause divrei teyer, okay, that can cause it to turn into a suda mitzvah. How that has to do with Chanukah, not so clear at all. But now, now that we realize that problem, now we'll understand the next thing, which is the machshav hashakol.
You don't want to disturb our learning.
No. Yeshivas of Panavada. Yeah. It's not in that price of Mishuma. Yeah. But it's a Machta Shekel who quotes the Chavisyoy and Paskins like that Chavisyoy. But he brings it differently than it actually says in the Chavisyoy. I told you the Chavisyoy as it says. Right? But the Machta Shekel says the Chavisyoy differently. Listen to what he says. He says, Mishum dem falpul em bedivrei teire tei chasuda loy mikri sudas mitzvah. Talking and learning and learning and doesn't make it a sudas mitzvah. Ki im drosha ham yuchedet lo oiso suda. The drosha that is specific to that suda. Now that's not what it said in the Chavisyoy. He didn't say the drosha that's specific to that suda. He didn't say that it has to be appropriate to the Yisrael. He said, I need to be tired that I've spoken. And people are listening, right? But Ken Zayin, that he means taka Chanukah dekaseira, which is shayach to Chanukah dekaseira, and that's what makes it into a suda's mitzvah of Chanukah, and not just a suda's mitzvah of Torah b'chlal, which again is true still. And that Chavisyoy clearly is saying that let's say a suda any day of the year, let's say a suda siyum kivaldi, that would be a suda's mitzvah because it's caused by the divitayer, it surrounds the divitayer, it revolves around the divitayer kivaldi. Very good. But a Chanukah dekaseira possibly is only when it has either halav lidor in it, which is unique to Chanukah, or if it has Chanukah dekaseira in it. So here we have another shita. So we have, this is our second shita. The second shita is, per se, Chanukah dekaseira is our suda yisrushus. But you can turn it into a suda mitzvah by making it a vehicle for halav lidor, which is be'etzem the only mitzvah there is originally. Right? Originally, the mitzvah of halav lidor. There is no mitzvah of mishnah v'simcha. That mitzvah simcha to work for the halav lidor. Gevaldik, there is a shita. Now, interestingly, the Levush brings these words, but he says as follows: instead of saying that the halav lidor will turn the suda into a suda mitzvah, he says, Bechanukah yesh tas mitzvah v'ribuy asudas. There is a mitzvah to make sudas. V'chein ne'ag me'elu ha'medinos. And the reason is, v'shun devu oysim ha'yomim hoya gam ken chanukah tamizbeach. And then he adds the key words that are negated to us right now. V'noy ha'gin loyma z'miras v'sish bochoy v'oysom sudas mitzvah. Sudas mitzvah. The minute is that those sudas mitzvah, which I just finished saying, are sudas mitzvah, one should say, Zmiras v'sishbochoy is at those sudas mitzvah. Clearly and distinctly, he is not saying that the turning into sudas mitzvah because you did that. He says that he should say Zmiras v'sishbochoy is at those sudas mitzvah, which are sudas mitzvah anyway, without the shiras v'sishbochoy. Okay? So again, the Levush takes this back to Shita 1. Which is the chiyuv, the sudas mitzvah, without shiyuv mitzvah. Seeing shiyuv mitzvah after sudas mitzvah. It's not shady, the Reish Menhagim, and the Psak of the Ramah, and the Or HaShulchan, the way we see, is it's not a sudas mitzvah per se, but you can turn it into sudas mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Brura, this is a good place to throw him in, because it's very unclear, Mishnah Brura. Shalit Kedarka, he's very unclear. I thought I was the only one who was aiming on this, until I saw in Piskei Chuvas that he brings, I think he's the one. Not really true. I saw it in a different sefer called Yeshivas Daniel. You did the one from Kiel Sefer. He writes, Ukvar he'iru. Who? I don't know. But it's definitely a good point. The Mishnah Brura, he says as follows. He says, Jisteishis as bolis, but all have a sudas mitzvah. This is the words of the Ramah, quoting this Hagoyis Menhagim. All have a sudas mitzvah with tzir of shiris tzishbochis. V'chein posak ha-marshal ve-habach ke-hayei shoimrim. The marshal and the bach taka also paskin like the yei shoimrim. Marshal and the bach paskin like the yei shoimrim, who says that it's a sudas mitzvah on its own. Not because of the shiras v'shbochos. So how he mixes these two things together is completely unclear. I don't know how he does that. Again, it's Yesh Reimrim, that there is a mitzvah, and that's the Bach and the Mashal, true. Yeah? Chaim Posku, the Mashal the Bach, true. Yesh Reimrim. But that has nothing to do with this Hoysof, which is the Noyag Yom, and then it's the Shizus Mitzvah. But tonight, that's not the same thing at all. Yeah? So who is the Mishnah following here? Is he saying there's a Shizus Mitzvah no matter what, and it's nice to think Shizus Mitzvah is there? Right? Which is what the Lefush says. Or is he saying, it's not a Shizus Mitzvah, it only turns into a Shizus Mitzvah because of Shizus Mitzvah, which is the sheet of the Grace Menhagim and the Ramah. So that's not clear, but again, these are two Shizus. Third sheet. The Maharal had a brother, Rav Chaim. And he has a sefer called Sefer HaChaim. And in there he has, the Sefer HaChaim is broken down into individual svarim, and one of them is called Sefer Parnosa V'Chalkal, Mishomah. And there, he writes as follows. He says a tremendous chiddush in Achnosos Orcha. That's what he starts. Now, Boisai, to me this is a tremendous chiddush, and it's very negaya today's day. Because honestly, how often do we today come across real serious Achnosos Orcha? It does happen. I'm not saying it's unheard of. But most Achnosos Orcha today is when you're taking your friend in, your neighbor, your cousin, your brother-in-law, your friend, you know, you're enjoying yourself. That's what it's all about. It's not people who are, they're starving and have nowhere to go. Oh, but help us out. Ro'i la'odom le'karev shcheinohum yudov. It's fitting for a person to be mekarev his neighbors and his acquaintances. Afilu heim ashirim, yachmisim l'fomu l'beisim l'chabdom. Even if they're wealthy, you should take them into the house to honor them. V'zeu mitzvah achnos ha-soichem. That's a chiddush. That's the mitzvah achnos ha-soichem. U'me'ato, he says, Al tehei sudas ha-mereyim kal be'enecho. A sudas mereyim should not be light in your eyes. Bizman, she'ei imoy, tzchoik v'kal ha-soich. As long as it's without tzchoik v'kal ha-soich, a sudas mereyim, don't make light of it. Lo'y l'chinam amru chazal, not for nothing, but Chazal say, "Leidin asuda that once you started it, you're not master asuda even for tefillah." Kedoylu legimus v'karevus asar rechoykim mechazekus asar avu benish l'riyayu. You should make sure this together. He says, "With friend." And now he comes to his main point, which is going to bring us into our time. V'chein hoya haminik afmi mois kadmoinim liyos l'kol mishpocha u'mishpocha yoyim yuchad bashono sheyir lehem l'mishta. Families, since it's ancient times, he said, would have a day in the year when the entire family would get together and make it a family party day. Yes? Can we show my David? Bring them shapotik. Ki zemach mishpocha lonu ba'ir. We're having a family shchita today in the city. Yeah? So this is big yisoid, he says. It's important to do that. Families should make family parties, he says. Right? He says that on the heels of saying that friends should make friend parties. I said I'm Rav Malka this week. I'm going to speak about why it's so important to make this Rav Malka. He's composed to that. He says, "Al yeh mishus meim kalu beinecho." It's an inyam mifnei atzmai. No matter what's going on, as long as it's not chayik mekalu sereishis. Kishmak, very good. Now, here comes the point of speaking to us. The kol asuda is shaonu noyagim la'asliz v'chanukah. All the sudas that we make, who? Everybody. On Chanukah, nireh she'einom rak derech zevach mishpocho. Any Hanukkah party, or any family suda, or any friendly meal that happens on Hanukkah, doctor, is a zevach mishpocha. He says it's derech zevach mishpocha, which means it doesn't have to be only family. It's not family. No, but it's that type of style. He says a zevach mishpocha. Al nisim shenasa v'tena bezman hazeh. He says, Tavi Bazoi, why is there such a sheet that says a suda shoshos? How could that be? How can we suda shoshos? It's definitely a Suda Smith, he says. No question. He says, it's cool Suda Shoshos to make it better, he says. Why? He says, a Suda that Yimachoyev, for example, a Suda of a Hasana and a Briz, which Yimachoyev to me. No. Eimach Zikon Le'elea Kol Kach Tevel. Achash Shudar Chachiv, you're doing it because you have to. So we wanted to give you an opportunity here to do something that nobody's holding a knife to your neck to do it. You're doing it because you want to. Oh, he says, Suda Smirayim. But then Nikin the Divusoy. He says, it's greater than the suda of a bris or a chasana, which is a chiyiv to make, because this is a chiyiv without a chiyiv. In other words, it's a mitzvah without a chiyuv. He didn't force you to do it. But if you do it, it's a mitzvah. And that's the only reason, he says, why it's called a Suda Shoshus. In other words, what's he saying in his opinion? He says, Suda Chanukah is only called a Suda Shoshus as a maila. It's a yisra. For somebody who makes it. Right? In other words, Inochanam is a Suda Shoshus. It's not like the Mashal. The Mashal says, it's a Suda Chiyuv, it's a Suda Mitzvah. Right? You must do it. He's not saying that. He's not saying you must make it. He's saying that the fact that you're not mechuyev is a ma'amar. Right? He doesn't say that you have to make it. It's not in the Takon of Chazal, but Yoni Chanukah, that you must have your Yom Yisra B'Simcha. But it's clear from him that if you do make the Suda, if you choose to do it, it turns into a Sudas Mitzvah, which is greater than the Sudas Nesuinu Milah. In other words, this is Be'erich, what we would call B'derech Klal. These kind of things are called a mitzvah kiyumas. What's a mitzvah kiyumas? I just, I'm choice to do it. For example, the Gro holds that every kizayis masi, you don't Pesach, you makayim a mitzvah. Are you choice to it? No, only the first night of Pesach you choice to. Right? But if you don't, you didn't do anything wrong. But if you do, every kizayis traditionally, even all the way until the end of Pesach, makayim a mitzvah. It's called mitzvah kiyumas. Shchita, a mitzvah kiyumas. You don't know what I ask you. You don't want to eat. You don't have to shech. Even tzitzis. You don't have to have a bag of dal kamfas, but if you do, this is what you should do, right? So I was like, if you make Sudas on Hanukkah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, yeah? And it doesn't depend on Amir Yisrael's Mishpacha. It's a Sudas Mitzvah like a Zevach Mishpacha. And it's automatically a Zevach Mishpacha on the Nisan that the Rebbe Yisrael made, like you said. That automatically turns into that. So now we have, since we have to finish, let me just wrap up the three Shitas again. Shita Aleph, the Rambam, and Tosfos, you see also on the wall, that every Suda, that there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to make Sudas on Chanukah, and that turns them into Yimei Simcha. But the reason for that is either because Kavon V'Asom Yom Tovim, or because of Chanukah Tzamas Beach, which is a separate issue. But either way, there's a mitzvah to make Sudas on Chanukah. And we saw even Fleishig Sudas, with bread and meat. Yeah? Then there's the Shita Saramo, which is Nazoi Sudhagim, who holds Mitzad Atzmoy, Sudas Shushus. But it's a Sudas Shushus that you can turn into a Sudas Mitzvah by turning it into a vehicle for Halav Vaidah. Because Halav Vaidah is a Chiyah, Mitzvah Sayyid of Chanukah. So if the Sudah becomes that, Gevaldik, very good. Now you have Shita number three, who also holds the Be'etzim and Sudas Shushus, but he holds that automatically any Sudah you make on Chanukah without any additional conditions is always a Sudas Mitzvah. And the reason is because it always is a Zevach Mishpocha ala Nisim Sha'osala Vesena. Which means, the mere fact that you're making a Suda on Chanukah, although you're not mechuyev to, but if you do it, that is considered 100% Sudas Mitzvah. How would it be Negeah again, so like we saw? That's how the Chacham can be Nana from it. Any Suda on Chanukah. So any Chanukah party, Gevaldi, very good. We still have the Sheet of Jeffrey Chanukah left, so that will have to be in the Tosem Behem Shech. So that's a very interesting question, and I haven't seen it first addressed in Kamalini. However, it seems clear, again, according to Sheet of Ramo, it seems at least one a day. At least one a day. If you made Simcha, right, every day, so we are Yom Simcha. Yeah. In other words, what we have to do is eat Milchus at lunch, and play Shech Tzapa or something like that, yeah? Or do like Shavuot, and, you know, a bit of Dosa, I'm just, yeah.